online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, everybody! Welcome back to another episode here at AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about Castle, What Lies Beneath.
What Lies Beneath?
What up? I'm so excited that we're back!
Hey, guys!
Hey, welcome back. You guys know who I am. I am Alexis Torres. You can find me all over social media as atorres890. Don't forget to go to iTunes, SoundCloud. If you're hanging out with us in the chat, that's youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV or AfterBuzzTV.com. And again, can't do the show alone. I got the beautiful, who's bright, as I am very
Woo!
Dark today.
Thank you.
JJ Snyder.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for joining us. Actually, my name's Susie Johnson.
Oh.
Oh, that was a lie.
Oh,
that was
my
a
God.
Lie. First lie that was told today.
Because
that's the theme today. Hey, you guys. JJ Snyder, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to see you guys here. Fourth episode.
I can't believe it.
We're in it.
Four episodes in.
Yes.
I'm just like, what? What is happening?
Yes.
I'm trying to
what
bring
lies
up the
beneath.
Like, I love it because, like, when I saw this, I was thinking of the movie and I was like, oh man, someone gonna die in a tub. But like, no, that's, no. It's just a bunch of lies happening. And I think the only person who didn't lie was, Espo, I guess, this whole episode.
Oh,
I wasn't really
well,
quite
the,
sure.
The whole Espo Ryan thing was really interesting.
Okay,
they had their little thing going on about the captain's exam. Yeah.
Exactly.
They had a really, you know what? Actually, Espo had some really hilarious moments in this episode.
Espo and Ryan have both had really hilarious. And Castle, too. Like, everybody was kind
Castle.
Of on. Well, yeah. But everybody was, like, on their game this episode. And it was very
fun.
Interesting. But obviously, guys, again, don't forget to go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars, everything like that. Also, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, put on the live chat, or even comment if you can't get to watch us here. Love from to everyone in Brazil, Germany, Denmark, all that other stuff, and here in the States as well. We really appreciate you guys watching. I love my Tuesdays because I get to hang out with you and talk about Castle.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really fun last night to watch the episode. I saw a little preview about it, and I saw that it was going to be about something about Castle's mentor, someone that Castle had admired, another author.
Mm.
And then it said, but there's a twist. And yeah, there was a big twist. There was a lot of twists.
There's a lot of things going on. It was kind of hard for me to like kind of keep up with what was what for a little bit. So I apologize if my notes are all over the place because they pretty much are. They're like just a bunch of names and question marks. So please help me along if you can.
But
and everything like that. Yes. Please.
You know, on a larger level, I think the discussion right now, like in the message boards, is it is a lot about the Castle and Beckett relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people were just really still bothered that they're splitting up Castle and Beckett.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this week, those of us who are upset about that or fearing that kind of got a little fulfillment because they were pretty sweet this week.
No, they were.
They were able to spend some time together.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
And I apologize, guys, for my lateness. I know that JJ covered up for me, so I apologize. I have another show. I have 2 shows after this, so I was trying to get everything together. But anyway, Castle stuff. We got to talk
You're
about
here.
This.
So you're here now.
I'm here, and I want to talk about Castle, because there's a lot. There was a lot of things going on, and especially with we find out our victim goes to a church. He asked for a sign from God, and well, he got it, and I was just like, well, nasty way to go. Like, if you haven't seen Hot Fuzz, that's what I was talking about. That's a reference to that. But it was just kind of crazy, because I saw the hooded figure, a shadowy figure behind the glass, and I was just like, is this how he's going to die?
Yes.
And sadly enough,
and
it
was. you saw that look in his eyes. I was thinking about, like, when you pray for something, and then you get a sign right away, and, you know, because the actor had that look in his eyes, like, oh, my God. I'm getting a sign at first.
But at the same time, you're kind of like, you really think that you're going to get a sign right now, though?
The sign. Well, that's that whole thing about faith, you know? So it was big church scene in the beginning.
But it was a beautiful church,
gorgeous.
Though.
Gorgeous.
I loved
I was wondering where that is. I almost saw, I don't know if you noticed this, but at one point the camera panned on the outside of the church. This was later in the episode when Castle and Alexis were spying on the priest.
Yes.
But the camera panned across the church, across the sign that said the name of the church, and I believe it said Saint something.
Yeah.
But you couldn't see it. And I was like, was the camera guy that specific that he made sure that the church name didn't air on the episode?
That would have been really funny.
It was a really neat moment.
Like, oh, whoops. Like, yes. I gotta make sure to cut it off right here. I have no idea. But I was very curious to see, like, what was the whole ordeal about this? Because, like, okay, some guy in the church, he got shot. That's weird. And then, of course, when Kate's trying to make coffee and she's extremely disgusted with her cup of coffee, I was like, can't make coffee like can't make coffee like Castle. I want to say that five times fast.
Can we talk about that cup of coffee?
Please, go for
it. Because, well, as you know, I showed up to the studio this afternoon, you guys, with coffee myself and something for Alexis from Starbucks, because I love my coffee.
Yes, you do.
And so what I noticed is, first of all, she put way too much milk in.
Yeah, I saw
that.
See,
I was
milk?
Like,
I'm what, like, are you doing?
I don't know what you're making there.
Someone loves dairy. That's what's happening.
I mean, not that you can't make a good latte, but yeah, it didn't look like she had the... The moves.
Like,
did you notice her baby blue suit, though?
Whoa. I was like,
shabam.
Girl, get it. But I love how Mama Shade showed up.
Yes.
And I technically shouldn't be calling her that anymore because she's not suspicious because the castle disappearance is technically done now.
Yes.
But I can't help it. But Mama Castle.
I think that's your preferred name for her.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I love her. But but Mama Castle was there and she just wanted to find out what's going on with her daughter-in-law and everything. Oh.
How cute was that little insinuation, though? She's like, the last time I saw you guys, you were,
You know.
And now you're, fighting.
I loved her weird, her weird description. I was just kind of like, did she just say words? What's happening? Like, those weren't words, but it's fine.
Mm.
But it really showed that Mama Castle doesn't really know what's going on, which most of us, we know as the audience, but obviously the Castles have no idea. And they're just kind of like, what's happening? You were part of our family and now you're gone.
Yeah.
And you don't tell anybody. So it was hard to see her kind of just be like, I support you with whatever you're doing, but I still miss you being part of our lives.
And it's scary when you see a couple like fighting, even from any kind of a distance, that you, I mean, a lot of, if you love the couple and you love them together, the impulse is like, I want them to stay together. I don't want them to be apart. And it would be a mess if they really split.
Yeah.
It would be
It would just be rough. Just thinking about it hurts. But I love how, Ryan and Espo go down to the church and meet up with Lainey with our victim, Dave Johnson. And they're in a church and of course they all just in sync, just like,
oh my gosh, I love that.
And because
altar boys.
Yeah, just like sitting there doing it at the same time. And in my brain, I was just like, well, that was weirdly in sync and very, very altar boy-ish. And when he said it, I was like, oh, there it is. Cause my family's very Catholic. So
yes,
I know I've been an altar girl before as a kid
and I was a cross bearer.
Hey,
this is something we didn't know about
destiny,
each other.
Guys. We knew, but
oh,
I was,
my gosh.
And also, I'm still in my church choir. Like, I've been doing that for a really long time, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
She's got it. Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous.
But oh, I know some hymnals.
Hey, man. Those things get me through the day sometimes. Just.
Well, the music is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I love their little, just that little,
that was
I
cute.
Love how the writers can just throw that in there and it's just one little thing, but it's so adorable and it really speaks to what they are that it was just,
you know what? And since we've had,
both of them
Seamus and John on the show, we should tweet them and see if they came up with that or the writers did.
That's true. I guess I shouldn't give the writers.
Like,
well, you never know.
Maybe something they,
well, maybe they put their own little twist on it, though. Yeah,
we should ask.
I don't
know. We'll reach out.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah,
get him back.
Yeah, that was cute.
Out.
Okay, so Dave Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. So,
oh, did anybody actually think this priest was actually blind? Because when I saw him when he first came into the church and he was sitting there, like, who's there? What's happening? I was like, why do I feel like this is a bunch of,
you know,
BS,
what? I don't
bull
know.
Spit.
I kind of had that instinct right away too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just like, is he really blind? Which is not
Which is a terrible thing to be like, oh my
gosh. It's terrible.
Know, thanks, Padre. I think that you're, you
but
know,
but maybe
you're
it's because we know we're in TV land.
That's so what I was saying. I'm like, it would have been perfect to find out if this priest was actually faking it.
Right.
And lying.
But I liked him. I mean, I thought he was very priestly.
He was. I actually like this actor a lot because I was a huge fan of Ugly Betty, and he plays the dad of Ugly Betty, and I was just like, I love seeing you in everything.
Yes.
So it was nice. I liked seeing him, but I knew right away. I don't know. Did you guys think right away? If you're watching this, you know, a day later, you know, tweet me or JJ Snyder at J2 Snyder at A-Torres-890. And let us know if you actually thought that the priest was faking it or not. I mean, obviously we find out at the very end of the episode that he was, but, you know, I just wondered the process. I want to see what your guys' thought processes are.
I don't have Castle so figured out that, I think you have it a little more figured out than I do. Oh. I still, you know, I start to look at people like, okay, that could be the person.
Did you think that the priest did it?
I thought, okay, the priest could have done it.
Right.
Okay, and now can we talk about the next couple characters that come on?
So
what about the wife of Dave Johnson?
I had suspicions about the wife.
How did you feel about her?
I just didn't. It was one of those instances where I wanted to know more about her because as the story processed on and they were like, oh, he's a liar, he's a con man, he's Jimmy Two Guns, he's PJ Moffat. I was like, this guy has so many different aliases, I can't keep up. How does this wife deal with all of this if she even knows half of the fact of what's going on in his life? And in my brain, I was thinking, man, if someone's wife had to deal with all of this stuff, I'm surprised she hasn't murdered him already. Like, that was the first initial thought I had. And I was
really?
But she seems so sweet, it probably isn't a big deal. But I had a feeling that she snapped.
I didn't suspect her, actually.
Really?
No, the only thing that, as the episode went on, I was like, well, she did say, that woman said they were married 9 months. So anyone that's married for a really short time, I just thought there's that possibility that she didn't know something.
Mm. And you guys know, in the chat, Boo69Bs, Melissa, and Susanna all agree that they knew that the priest wasn't blind. I'm reading, guys. It's just taking
a
minute.
Awesome.
But Jeremy, I have to agree with him in the chat. I don't blame him. Tampa sucks.
Oh my gosh. That was so funny.
He's like, I gotta get out of there.
It was so humid.
I've only been to Florida once, and that was when I was really little. I went to Disney World with like my family and that kind of stuff. So I wasn't old enough to like really get the Floridian environment,
the whole vibe,
but all the news that I read from like Miami and Tampa and just Florida in general is always just like crazy people are apparently in Florida. I'm not saying all, I'm just saying news wise apparently the crazy
I can attest to that now.
Really?
I'm sorry, I have a really good friend in the Tampa Bay area, one of my best friends
in life,
Miami's its own like little world.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
that's what she told me.
But for someone who doesn't live there, Florida, okay, you do have a high percentage of crazy people.
Yeah, I heard.
But California, we do too.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, it's so intensely muggy and it's a little bit buggy. And I think if you aren't a fan of that, then it's
Tampa's
just kind of like,
you, huh?
Ah!
Oh no.
Why was that? That was so bound to happen. That's what happens when you put water in front of me.
Well, I'm going to let her.
It's all right.
Okay. I'm going to let her figure that out. But okay.
By the way, the actor who, Father Agrayo.
Yes.
Tony Plana.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him so
much.
We like
him.
He was in another commercial recently. I think it was a Snickers commercial or something like that recently. And oh dear, I'm like worried about her computer. So I'm like, if you want, you can put your computer upside down so the water doesn't get into your keyboard.
We had a little bit. Well, it's not. Yeah, it's just a little light, but
here,
we'll do that.
Okay. Why don't you put it on the floor? Okay.
Technical issues that you're all experiencing with us. It's part
it's
of the fun
TV,
of a live show.
All right, live show. So obviously we found out from his wife that he was doing work the author who was under a different name, which is PJ
Moffat,
which of course Castle gets introduced into the because Alexis brought up that.
Oh, look at this! Steven's here with paper towels. See, this is how we roll at the AfterBuzz TV studios.
Rescue.
Thank you, Steven.
So, PJ Moffat, while she cleans up here, pay attention. Bring those eyes to me.
Can we just take a moment to talk about? I am accident prone. This will not be the last time that I am.
It's only episode 4, guys. It's gonna happen. We're just gonna tip the table over.
If any of my family's watching, they're like, yeah, Yeah.
Aww. Ha.
Hi, JJ's daily occurrence.
Family.
I'm a little spazzy. Go on. Yes.
No. So
PJ Moffitt.
PJ Moffitt. I can't remember for the life of me what the book is called. So please, if somebody can throw. Oh, we're talking about Miami. In the chat, which I think is
what
awesome.
Does everyone else say about Florida in the chat?
Try living in Miami. It's more humid than Tampa. Florida has a lot of crazy people. That's from Chile, and that was from Jeremy. And the humidity is horrible. Don't people who are blind are... Oh, this is from Blue69Bs. Don't people who are blind facing forward, not looking up? That's why I knew the priest wasn't blind.
Facing for...
She said. She said.
Up. Oh.
Don't... people who are blind are facing forward, not looking up. And he kind of had like an angle, like his chin was angled up. So it makes sense.
Interesting. Mm.
That's very interesting. Look at that. Tips and from Blue69Bs.
Do different blind people tend to, you know, gaze in different
I know someone.
Directions.
I know someone who his eyes kind of shake back and forth. So it kind of looks like he's looking around, but he's not. It's just how his eyes are. I can't remember what kind of, it's like he kind of has what Michael J. Fox has. But in his eyes. I can't remember for the life of me what it's called.
I have a good friend whose father is blind, and I love having conversations with this guy because it's kind of like our podcast listeners right now, I think, are experiencing. I feel like you almost hear the conversation better with somebody who's blind because it's all about listening.
Yeah. I completely agree with you.
It's so cool.
Gosh, I lost my train of thought. PJ Moffitt. Sorry. Going on a whole different tangent. PJ Moffitt. So of course Alexis tells Castle that he's dead, and he decides to get the wife involved, and then that's how they all met together. And we find out from Wendy Johnson that he is writing a new book. And it has to do with the mob. So they get Milton to come in there, and they find out that he's like, oh, he's not an author. I don't know what all this mumbo-jumbo's about.
Oh, okay, hold on. Milton was hilarious.
I loved him. I don't know who he is, but he's fantastic.
Now, when she said it's about the mob, for me, like, that was a moment in the episode where, like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to get all mob.
He got offed. Offed. Like, that's it. He got, you know. He got whacked.
And when she said, I was like, here come the wise guys.
I know.
Here they come.
I thought it was adorable.
Okay, so Milton was the first guy they brought in? The janitor?
No, I thought Dave was the janitor working at the city hall. No?
His buddy was in something similar, though.
Yes.
He was in a similar profession.
Yes.
And he lived out in the suburbs or something, and Dave had given him a visit.
Yes.
Asking all kinds of questions.
Yes.
And at this point, we don't really know, like, asking questions because he's still an author, or we don't totally know yet.
Yeah, I was super confused by that. I was like, okay, so he's an author. He's trying to find out about the mob because he's trying to figure out money situations or where does the money come from? Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so they all thought, oh, he's the one that did it.
And this was the coolest moment for Seamus and Espo. It's Ryan and Espo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were like... The guy said, no, that's not Dave Johnson.
Yeah, that's Timmy. That's Jimmy Two Guns. Like, and I was like, okay, what does that mean? So he's a mobster now?
And Ryan's like, Jimmy Two Guns? You mean the Irish mobster who, like, what, like, ratted on everybody or offed his family
or something like that something? From, like, the 80s. And
yeah.
I was like, what? Is this the same person we're talking about? I'm so confused. I just didn't understand the point of that. I was just like, okay, so he's a liar now so far because he says that he was PJ Moffitt, but apparently he's not PJ Moffitt because the author was still alive who has that pseudonym. And then Jimmy Two Guns is the name that we had to, you know, latch onto. And I was like, okay, this is weird.
And when they looked down at his mugshot at that point and they said, no, this is Jimmy Two Guns.
Thanks, guys. That's what Michael J. Fox has. I was just like, I don't know if there's a different version of it for people who have, like, their pupils shake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he has. Sorry.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
See, basically, ask the chat board and you shall receive. That's so awesome.
No, that's why I love you guys.
Yes. When Ryan and Espo looked down at the mugshot again of Dave, and after they'd said, no, this is Jimmy Two Guns, it was like, oh, my God, he kind of does look like he'd... could be an Irish mobster.
He does.
He kind of does
he?
Look like a bad guy. Yeah. Like, it just all changed for me in that moment.
I love it. I thought it was great.
But this guy, the funniest moment at the end of that scene, too, where they were like, so the mob has a hit out for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, you know, I don't know, they might. And he said, well, you wouldn't have called, who'd he say? Some mom up in Boston?
I can't remember everything that he said. He pretty much was saying, did he tell anybody, him off? Yeah, about
did he tip
Jimmy
the mob
Two
off?
Guns being back well, in town or whatever.
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't call them.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, sure.
That was a funny moment.
And I was like, all right, buddy. But then, of course, we just found out that just Dave just lies a lot.
Yeah.
And they found out that there was a hitman that was hired to come in and to off David and, or David, Dave. And it was Billy O something. Can't remember his last name.
Oh, Billy. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a hitman for the Irish mob, and he was coming to whack Jimmy Two Guns. And so they find out he's staying at a hotel in New York still. They go follow that lead. And Espo and Ryan Ryan's talking about the fact, well, before we get into the action there, that Ryan's talking about he needs another job or he needs extra money or something because he's, you know, the second child, you know, Jenny wants all this new stuff and this really crazy stroller, apparently.
And then college tuition one day.
Eventually.
And you got to get on it.
Hey, kids
are feeling the heat.
That is
a
thing. And so Espo's like, hey, sergeant's exam. There should be some open slots, but we find out from Ryan that a little bit later on that they actually don't have any more slots open, which...
Now, but I think both of them want to take it, right?
Yes.
Because they're both like, yeah, let's step this up.
These guys have been partners forever, so why not continue and move up?
Yeah.
And, you know, and which we talked about in the first episode that Ryan's like, I feel like we're just moving desks instead of moving up, like, you know, and I totally understand, so...
Yep.
But... They go in, about to bust down the door, and they hear a very familiar voice laughing and eating
and
sipping some wine.
Talking about how his significant other wants some personal space.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
And they were just like, why does that sound familiar? What? Oh my gosh, it's Castle.
Castle, what are you doing here? Another one of those.
And he's like, oh, I saw a receipt that was in the wife's car or bag or something, and it led to this dry cleaner and
And they have this lavish breakfast spread out. I loved how like comfortable and friendly they were.
He was drinking wine in the morning. It was just like, oh, hey.
Was it a wine?
Maybe
I didn't
notice
that. Juice.
I don't know. It was a red drink, but it was in a like a wine glass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, must have been wine.
Like,
all right.
We have a wine and cheese and like, what is it, like 11 a.m.? Like, what are we doing right now? I mean,
oh,
I don't know. I don't know his life like that. So I don't know what he can drink whatever he wants, but you know.
Okay. And Ryan and Espo are like aghast. They're like, really?
What are you doing here?
You're sitting here like,
with
chatting
up
the hitman.
Yep. And he was very cooperative and he used a lot of hypotheticals to get to where he needed to be. And we find out that he did not kill, Jimmy Two Guns.
He tried, though. He thought about it. He may have had him in his car.
Yeah, hypothetically. Maybe. And allegedly might have...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I love how he kept saying that over and over. He opened the trunk to go shoot him and didn't look like the...
Because it wasn't Jimmy Two Guns.
And that's where I'm like, okay, so he's not PJ Moffat. Mm-hmm. He's not Jimmy Two Guns. What?
Who is this guy?
Who is this person?
Yeah, he's a liar.
And that's why we found out that he just wasn't, that just wasn't him. And, I mean, we found out who the argument, he got into an argument because before he nabbed him up, he was arguing with somebody. And they find out it was Eric Logan. He is also a scam artist or a formerly known scam artist. And he had some pretty heavy allegations added to his name. And they follow him.
So they said, let's bring this guy in.
Yes.
So now there's like a potential partner for Dave Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they follow him into this, looked like a not a church, but it's some sort of building. And I didn't understand what was happening until that guy got up and he was trying to tell a story, but he kept changing it. And I was like, what is this, Liars Anonymous?
Yes.
Lo and behold, a PLA, which is
Pathological
Liars
Anonymous.
And I was like, wow.
Which is a pretty... awesome concept for a self-help meeting.
Breakfast wine. Thank you, Melissa.
Breakfast wine, you think?
Breakfast wine, great idea for the weekend. I mean, if people can have mimosas, I feel like breakfast wine could be a thing.
Let's have that. That came from the chat boards, guys. Also, a lot of confirmations that people feel Florida is, you know, kind of in an inferior state.
No, I
think we're going to get some, you know, feedback from some angry Floridians, but...
But I mean, it was very interesting to see that, one, at least these guys are trying to get help because, I mean, a lot of people think that, oh, you're a liar, like, that's, you just have to stop. But, as our Eric Logan put so so quaintly, was the fact that it is not just like, oh, you lie and you just stop. It's a disease that people have, which is just like anybody who deals with like depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like it's all, you know, emotional, neurological. Like it's just a thing that you can't. It's like an addiction. Like you cannot stop.
Again, to a point. I mean, until the show made to stop. The show made it a little bit funny, and he said it also can be a reaction from a trauma experienced earlier in life.
That's what most of them, you know, what most people do with either addiction or something that happens to your lives. It's traumatic. It's something that you learn. It's a behavioral thing.
Again, I think Castle bringing up something that is sort of really interesting psychologically,
and that's
right?
What I love about the Castle show and the writers and whoever decided to throw in this plot is it's always cool because they educate and make it entertaining at the same time.
Well, or at least titillate.
No, I completely agree with you.
I can't believe I just said that word.
What's wrong with that word?
I don't know. It's so adult. But I do mean, like...
we're all adults here, right?
We are. I mean, we're all adults in this chat room and on this podcast. No, but I mean, they... you know, I don't know if there's really a PLA association.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, though.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. Especially in a big city.
Especially
in a big city.
That makes sense.
LA, New York, I bet you that is something I'm going to go home and Google.
I mean, yes.
So very
I mean,
interesting.
I know someone who dated someone who was a pathological liar, and he went through therapy and things
what
like that.
What was that like?
She said it was tough. That's why they're not together anymore, because she couldn't keep up with everything, which is kind of makes sense with what our case was this time. I mean, obviously she didn't kill her significant other. She just kind of went, this isn't going to work, and left. So
I'm just saying, I think I've dated a couple pathological liars.
It's what? I mean,
back in the 90s.
I feel like everyone in the 90s was being a little bit of a white fib here and there. But anyway, so, no, because I mean, well, my mom can attest for that. Because my mom says she dated a lot of people in the 90s that were also bad liars.
Okay, so you know what I attribute it to, though? I attribute it to that I was young then. And so I think it's when you're dating people who are teenagers, and I even think I am more honest now than I was, like,
no,
as a teenager.
No, I feel like everybody has to go through that, because I feel like as a teenager, you kind of have to lie to get things.
I did some lying as a teenager.
No, the reason I said that was because my mom has definitely, that was like the thriving lesson for the rest of my life was you don't lie. But it was because she always dated somebody, or someone in her life was always lying to her.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what that's why I was, that was mostly from my mom. I'm sorry guys if you were confused, but it was just my mom always goes, oh, everybody in the 90s lie, because she's
that's funny. That's okay, I get
I'm sorry.
It that no was, I get where that came from. Personal. I do think it's a neat a larger discussion though of this episode is just the concept of lying and
because, I mean, as kids, we all have to learn to sit there and be like, don't lie. Like,
don't
the
lie.
Boy who cried wolf and all those kind of stories and things like that. So it's very interesting that even as an adult, some people still suffer with the fact of trying to make themselves look like a certain person to get
certainly.
People to like them, especially with social media nowadays, too.
Ooh. So, well, and there's all these different degrees of lies, right? Yep. There's white lies. There's exaggeration lies. Or there's polite lies.
Yep. Like, passive aggressive lies sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
and then there's full out like misrepresentations.
Yeah. Like I'm a mobster named Timmy. Yeah. Jimmy Two Guns. And also.
Or I'm a famous author.
Exactly.
Yes.
Named PJ Moffitt.
PJ Moffitt. Right.
But yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. Like sometimes like people can come off really mean. Some people can come off really absurd. Like it, there's so many variations of being as a liar, and also just being brutally honest. Also, there's different types of honesties as well that you need to be able to, you know, distinguish back and forth from. But obviously we
that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, we don't have to get
but
into
a good
that.
One.
We should all talk about this another time.
Okay.
But
moving on.
They decided to go back to the precinct to update Kate on everything, and Ryan and Espo get a text message from Castle to come to their house.
Yes. I
too
love this.
Sweet.
And they totally try to, now there's this whole dynamic of trying to hide their relationship with Castle from Beckett.
But I mean, it's just like when, you know how like when your best friends break up and you're friends with everybody in the group and you have to figure out how to hang out with both.
We're going out tonight. With who? Oh, we're just going out.
You won't know who that person is. It's okay. Don't worry about it. And then it's actually their ex. It's rough sometimes. But, like, usually if your friends are in a good place, you can figure out a...
Yeah, if you can be transparent about it.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, I had a friend who was with this person for a really long time, and we were all really good friends, and we pretty much treated it like they were divorced, and we were, like, the kids who had to, like, visit on the weekends or in the week. Oh my gosh, so we had, like, specific days to, like, hang out with them. It was very interesting. But now they're all fine. They're all dating.
But there is a different dynamic because Beckett is their boss.
And that's what I'm saying. Yes. That's why it's rough is because Castle sits there and he's one of the guys. So they're like, oh man, we can do all these things. And also Castle, you know, has some money. So that's also a pretty big factor. But
he has such a cool place now. I just love every scene in his house.
What is it? Taco Tuesday, but you decided to amp it up? Like, what was that? If you guys don't know what we're talking about, that party was crazy. And he had the mariachi band. Oh my God, that was ridiculous.
I loved the mariachi band.
No, I love the mariachi band too, but I was just like, God, Castle, just throw your money already. We get it. Like, you're rich.
Taquitos?
Yes, I love that. And then he was like, it was like, Wagyu beef or steak or tequila? I don't know. I was
Something about, is that what John said? I love
a Wagyu beef. Wagyu beef. Like that. Yeah. And I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, I'm so lost. But yeah, it was like a weird Mexican party. I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but sure, I guess he likes to.
I love mariachi music. It's so uplifting.
It was great. Yeah, it's rad. I was like, I want someone to throw me a party at my apartment and just be like, oh my God, feed me food. Give me a mariachi band. But sadly enough, there was some sad news that came along with this party, which was Ryan actually lied to his best bud, his bro.
Yeah.
His partner about he got a text and it said, or maybe an email. I don't know if it was a text or an email, but it said Sergeant Exams on the title. And he took the exam without Espo knowing about it because there was only one slot.
Left. Well, he took the spot. He hasn't taken the exam yet.
Oh, okay. So he took the spot to take the exam.
He was
going to
take the spot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what we haven't even mentioned is the fact that in addition to playing with this sergeant slot, he's also now working for Castle. For $500 a week?
I was going to get there because right after that
this,
whole fight.
Is this coming up still?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. It was after. So obviously, Ryan told him, like, hey, there was only one slot left. I have responsibility. I have a second kid coming. I have to deal with that. And of course, as much as I love Espo, and I love, you know I love him.
But are you going to side with Ryan on this? See, one. I don't agree.
Really?
No, I don't agree.
Oh, no, this is happening. Okay, yes. Go for it. Tell me.
Agree strictly because Ryan was really dishonest about it.
No, I completely agree with you on that one.
I mean, on one hand, I think Espo kind of was like, well, Ryan's going to sign us up for the mm-hmm. captain's exam, mm-hmm. which is like...
Sergeant's exam.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. No Beckett. Way. Beckett, captain.
Yeah.
Sergeant. Okay. I think Espo, like, you got to sign yourself up, buddy. You got to be responsible and get your own slot.
This is what I'm saying. I don't hate him. I don't hate him for it. I just didn't like how, again, you know how much I love him, actor and character and all, but he was being childish this time because I think he held that cold shoulder a little too long.
I usually agree with you. I feel like his character can be childish, but I felt like he was justified this episode.
So we're on opposite
interesting.
Guys.
Okay.
Opposite guys. Opposite sides.
Yeah.
And tell me what you guys think. Do you guys think Ryan was in the right?
Well, Abby Miller... Abby Miller 96 says she sides with Espo.
That's okay. Okay. I don't mind being alone on this Ryan train. I'm okay with it.
You won't be alone.
I mean, but I understand both sides. I just feel like I didn't like how Espo handled it. I think he put it off too long. That was what I was saying. Like with the burrito,
I agree.
Like you know when like I don't like it when people waste food. You know this about me.
Yes.
So the fact that Ryan decided to buy him a burrito, he didn't have to eat it.
But I hated when he threw that burrito away. I was like, that
he
is a good
been
burrito.
Like, hey, Billy, across my office here, would you like a burrito? Double salsa? Here you go. Like, that's fine. I would have rather taken that. But anyway.
Hey, a little shout out for our amigas de Mexicanas because our friend Samantha just said she liked the Mexican party and her name is Del Castillo. Yes. So I think she has some authority on this subject. But you know, Mexicans don't dress like that, nor do we have those hats. Yeah, those are like,
seem like a bit much. No. I think it was just Castle being Castle.
But we understand that. That's like us wearing one of those tricolor, tricorner hats from the American Revolution at a party.
Yes. Or like yeah, if we don't wear those. If I wore the typical like rice paddy Chinese hat, because my family's Chinese.
Perhaps next week we should both do that. This sounds...
No. Yeah. I have plans for the next coming weeks for costume ideas, because Halloween's coming up, so I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. But I want to get through this...
Fun!
I want to get through this thing.
Yeah, so obviously, actually, we got to get through this.
Yeah, so of course we find out that there's a lot of lying going around. Castle hires Ryan to do some extra mole work, and he obviously is like, you want to call me a rat? And I'm like, he's like, no, you just got to tell me what's going on. Moonlight. Mm-hmm. And he pays him $500 a week. And then we find out that, of course, the priest isn't blind, which we all called it.
The runaway scene was hilarious.
That was... I love how he was just like, I'm going to back up, turn around, and just book it. And I was like, yeah, he's so not... But I love it took him so long to figure out, like, oh, man, this is going to be awkward. And then he... You know.
And should we chase that? Yeah, we should chase after.
And they lost him. And then we found out that that he was asking Dave, or whoever this person is, Dave to look up, to help them out with the church, and then found out there was a slush fund with $10 million in it that was going into someone's pocket. I can't remember the worker's name, and they tried to blackmail him.
From the city?
Yes.
Mr. Reed,
I believe. Thank you, Mr. Reed.
Yeah.
And they tried to do this giant plan to get him to admit that he did this wrongdoing, or that he was the killer. But, so they go back to the church, and they're sitting there, because they had a plan, or Castle had this plan, because it's always Castle's plan, to have our priest come in mm-hmm. and tell him that, hey, I found out about your account, and there's a flash drive with all the information in it, and it's sitting on the altar. It's my gift to you, my son. Go on, be blessed, and, you know, everything like that. So he takes the bait, and we lose him in the church because I love the old woman who walked in during this, like, they're crazy, like, tense scene. Yes. And it just didn't happen.
It was the little old lady coming in to pray. That was cute.
I was like, well, it's adorable.
Okay, so the city where Mr. Reed takes the hard drive home, or mm-hmm. the...
He does.
The memory stick.
And we find out that memory stick is not as empty as we thought it was.
Shh. Hello, I'm Richard Castle, private investigator.
Yep. And I was like, well, there it is. And of course he got very angry. He broke City Hall property and brought him in. But we find out that no, it wasn't Mr. Reed who killed him. It was his wife.
Yes.
Because she just finally hit the fan, and she's crazy. She's crazy as hell.
Oh, she was... Oh, I loved her line. She was like, I could have married... What was the name? Bert Shapiro from Nassau, the carpet king of Nassau County.
There it is.
But I married this guy. Yep. Just like you had to feel for the girl in that moment. So really, really interesting. This... Now I understand there's double meanings to what lies beneath. There was lying in the episode, and there's also, like, so many layers of this con.
Exactly. It was so much to keep up with. But also, I have to agree. I know we have to leave right now, but, like, the one thing that I definitely took away from this was, in the beginning, I said, well, that's weird. Kate's a captain. Doesn't she have pull to help them out with this sergeant exam? But I was like, oh, maybe they don't want to bother her. And then at the very end, Kate was like, hey, you do know that I am your captain. I can help you get both of you into the slots. And then automatically, they were all friends again, doing their little cute little handshake.
That was so nice.
And that was it.
And they deserve it. It wasn't like an unfair. Okay, if we have just a moment, can we jump into a little news and gossip?
Go.
Okay, first of all, thank you so much to Tara O'Hara, who sent us this picture. This is Aubrey Plaza, and she was the voice of Lucy, the little... Thank you. Just got a special memo.
Go.
From headquarters.
Yeah.
She was the voice of Lucy in last week's episode.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So we got that information sent to us by Tara. Thank you, Tara. And, actually, can we skip to the last photo?
Yes, go for it.
Oh, look at this. So, how cute is this? So thank you for creating this picture of us. That's Alexis and I.
Yeah, that's Lee _ I forgot your Twitter handle already.
Well, I have it. We'll just pull it up bigger.
I love this person because they used to do graphics for us for Face Off all the time.
And
so now that she and we've also had graphics from Castle in the past before. But I love this whole thing with me next to Nathan.
So thank you for that, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we love it when you guys send us things, and pictures is so flattering and cute. And last night, I watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Did you?
Did you watch it
at 8 p.m. on the CW?
No, I was taping The Voice, actually. I was, like, at the taping.
Very good. So. Okay, it was really fun.
Okay, what did you think of it?
It was super fun. Well, I thought it was really cool. I thought it would be fun and quirky, and anything starring a girl, I'm always a little more intrigued about, because I'm cool. It's like a female-led comedy. Yeah. But the character is Rebecca Bunch, and she's a little bit crazy, and she follows her ex-boyfriend to West Covina, California.
All the way from New York.
And she's very successful there, but she's a little bit cuckoo.
She sings, like, all this, of her thoughts.
She sings. She's a great, the songs came off really natural and fun.
Okay.
Like, she's really fun. It's
on my
worth
DVR.
Checking out.
I'm going to be watching it tonight with all the other shows that I'm listening to.
It's on the CW, 8 p.m., so it's 2 hours before Castle, you guys.
Yeah.
Rachel Bloom is the gal who stars in it.
I love her.
I thought it was really kind of fresh.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of different.
Okay.
It's like a new take on
But that's what I like about
a singing
the show,
sitcom.
And I can't wait to fully watch it when I get home, but, like, that... It was just—it's completely different, and I like that.
Yes,
and I'm really excited. I think you guys should just hang out and be—it's going to be part of your Mondays, man. It's going to be great.
Well, give it a shot, and so CW at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend,
and then Castle at 10 on ABC.
Yep, you got it. It's just all part of the awesome Monday night lineup.
Monday night,
I love it.
Monday night TV. I can't go out. I've got to watch TV.
So before we go, I obviously want to talk about the fact that we had our cute little Castle Kate moment, that she didn't like PJ Moffitt's book and Castle freaked out.
Oh yeah,
but it just shows. And also, he made her coffee and she loved it. So we're on the brink, guys. It's happening. And of course, next week we're not going to get into predictions, but next week we definitely get to see that we have a super nose for next week, helping them out with cases.
So, oh, how exciting is that going to be?
I think it's going to be great, because I actually have a super nose, so it's going to be very interesting to talk about that. I'll get into that more next week.
We get to talk about that next
week.
And
it's going to be awesome. Guys.
We love you guys.
Yeah. Go for it.
How lucky are we to get to talk to all of you? We love your tweets. We love your pictures. You can say anything you want to us, okay? At J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram this week. Thanks for joining us, Alexis.
And again, you can find me all over social media as atorres890. I'm sorry that this was such a quick episode, but don't worry. Next week's going to be awesome. We're going to get really into it. You can find me again at atorres890. Don't forget, I have a Q&A coming up for my 100th vlog in a couple weeks. And use the hashtag AskAtorres890. Guys, you're all amazing.
Yeah!
We can't wait to talk about other stuff. Send us your theories, predictions for next week. We love you. Hashtag ABTCastle. And we'll see you guys next week.
Have a great week. And don't spill water on your keyboard.
Don't do it!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.